Hey, health junkies. It's time for The Health Fix. Join your host, Dr. Janine Krause, as she gives you a dose of what you need to know and do right now to take control of your health from the inside out, to rebel against aging, look damn good, fight stress, and laugh every day.
Hello there, health junkies. Welcome to another episode of The Health Fix. I'm your host, Dr. Janine Krause, and today I have Dr. Kyra Bobinet. She is a medical doctor who holds a master's in public health. She's the founder and brains behind Solving the Brain Behavior Gap. She works with her neuroscience design team to create positive behavior change and engagement products using evidence-based neuroscience. Basically, that's a lot of big words for she figures your brain out and then figures out how to make your brain and your body connect and do the things you want to do that you just somehow have some issues with getting it all put together. And today we're here to talk about her team's creation of an app called Fresh Try. It's an app that helps users create and practice healthy habits. Fresh Try was also co-created with Walmart. We're going to talk about that in a little bit. And with the Fresh Try app, I have to say, everybody, she is right in line with her company's tagline, which is we bridge the gap between what people want to do and what they actually do. Something we can all definitely resonate with. And myself, of course, as a doctor, it is something that I've been looking for a long time to help my patients with healthy habit creation and enforcement. So without any further ado, it's my pleasure to introduce Dr. Kyra Bobinet. Hello.
It is a pleasure to be here. Thank you so much.
So this app, holy cow, you are hitting on major pain points that doctors and patients come up against in their practices. I don't know how many times, you know, patients come in and it's like confessional.
Sure.
I'm so sorry. I've sinned. I haven't done my homework. It's just, wow.
That's right.
Yeah.
And that's if they come in, right? You know, the first strategy is to avoid and to push off and to not go back to that, you know, physical trainer or the nurse or the doctor or anybody who could possibly be, you know, the witness to your inconsistencies or your hypocrisy, right? So that's the first thing we do. And then the brave ones are the ones that say, I'm sorry.
It's true. Yes. They are the brave ones that come in and say, yep.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's
so
right.
It's probably something that, I mean, I can't say how many, I mean, all of us, even myself, I have had to go in with my tail between my legs and say, yep, I didn't
absolutely.
Do my homework.
Absolutely.
So yeah.
Go ahead. Oh, I was just saying, like, so that's just the shame, you know, that we're really, as much as this app is trying to get people to eat healthier or to have healthier habits, it's really main secret mission is to de-shame all of us because we all face that same feeling, no matter how educated or in control of other domains of our life we are.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So tell us a little bit about how, you know, the process of how this app came about, because if anyone out there has listened to any of my previous podcasts, and of course, all of you health junkies who are hardcore listeners, you know that I love to geek out on neuroscience and the brain. Now tell us a little bit of how you came up with Fresh Try. And also I saw that it was a collaboration with Walmart. So how did this all come about?
Yeah. So, you know, I grew up in Oklahoma and my backstory is that I was a fast food junkie for most of my young adult life. And, you know, really my whole course of things has been the time lapse between the drive-through visits has been getting longer and longer and longer and longer over the course of my life. And so I start with myself, you know, that I've had a lifelong struggle with feeling ashamed of my own food binging or relapsing or, you know, not doing what I promised myself I would do. And I always found that really intriguing just academically and whatnot, but I really didn't have a kind of kick in the pants to do anything about it until I was at a very large payer, Aetna, and I was in charge of, you know, 30 million people's healthcare, looking at, you know, sort of large scale designs for interventions, how to help with diabetes, childhood obesity, caregiving, et cetera, et cetera. And one of my studies with Duke University was a clinical study on weight loss. And one of the people in that study was the one who said, well, I'm losing weight. I'm super excited. I'm learning how to eat, but I know what I should do. I just don't know why I don't do it. Mm-hmm. And so that planted the seed that ultimately led me to write the book that I wrote, A Well-Designed Life, which is really is the kind of foray into, well, if we're trying to get ourselves to do things, what other source is there besides the brain, you know, to your geeking out point of view? You know, that's really where we need to end up anyway. And so then how do we make the brain accessible to the people who are not science majors, who are not neuroscientists? You know, how do we make that useful as an operations manual, if you will, for how we can navigate and be in control of our own behavior? And that's really the empowerment that I was seeking there. And then, of course, Walmart, David over at Walmart was in charge of all associate well-being, which is, you know, 1.5 million people and their families, so millions and millions of people. And he really wanted something that was direct, simple, different, science-based, and we just connected and we decided we would go on this journey to create something from scratch that would be working with the brain instead of against it, which many, many well-being and you know, health programs do, unfortunately. And we built it with associate input and based on their natural behaviors, and it came out of that.
Oh, that is so cool, especially because of the background. You know, it's not a bunch of folks who are already healthy creating it. You've got real people that are, you know, we're talking about
with real problems and real pressures. And, you know, some of the most salt of the earth, you know, two jobs, single moms, taking care of senior parents and, you know, ill relatives of all kinds, generous, hardworking, you know, just really, really good people and wise people, you know. So a lot of the sort of ideation that came out of the folks who had under those extreme pressures had changed their lives long term. We took kind of the main DNA of their success, and that's what we modeled the app after.
That is so cool. So let's give our listeners here a little bit of a look into the app, if you will. When I was playing with it, I will tell everyone, I full on got addicted. I was on it maybe an hour and a half, and I was like, oh my gosh, I got to put this down because I've got to do this interview. But I was like, this is fun. Can I try it again? So one of the things, folks out there, that this app allows you to do that I really love is, one, you're going to choose your healthy option, like what you're going to do to focus on for that week. And you're going to choose, you know, why you're going to actually put a statement in there as to why, and you can keep referring back to it so you can see it. And I like that because it's kind of this mindfulness thing that's coming about. A lot of folks are you know, writing down their gratitudes and whatnot. But I love this because it's reminding you in your brain, now, why am I doing this again? Because I think the why is just important as the how.
Yep, that's right. It's a touchstone throughout the week. So it's a 1 week practice that you're just kind of trying this on, you know, as a practice. And we focus on practice because one of the sort of toxic things, if you will, for us trying to change our lives is goals, unexpectedly, right? So, you know, and it's so unexpected because goals, you would think, is a great thing to have a goal. But it turns out in our research that goals are an expert's game. If you have a tremendous amount of confidence and, you know, success, history of success in a particular domain, and it is domain specific, right? You know, you look at Oprah, she's very, very successful in many domains of life. And then she openly, publicly admits that she still struggles with the food side of things, right? Mm-hmm. She's got attachments or things. And so goals, you know, what happens in the brain is that a goal is registered as a win-loss game. And so if I don't achieve my goal by said date or by said amount, what happens is that there's an area in my brain called the habenula, and it registers failure. That's job number one. Job number two is it shuts down my motivation to try again if I think I failed. And so what happens is you get quitting, you get stopping, you get phrases like "been there, done that," "nothing ever works for me," you know, "I can't." Like those kinds of verbiages come out of this habenula hit, right? And so what we've got, including myself, is a bunch of people with habenula, I'll call them scars metaphorically, you know, but there's scar tissue coming in, right? And we're not virgins to the process. We've tried before, and it's a whole thing to try to get ourselves to try again. And so Fresh Try is about practice for the reasons of the story we tell ourselves has to be about, I'm just going to practice this. It's not threatening. It's not a goal. I'm just going to, you know, focus on the process and see what works for me. And then most key, if it doesn't work for me, I'm going to tweak it, which is called iteration. Mm-hmm. And that is what sets people apart who succeed versus people who don't succeed.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I love the fact that you could, like, in your app, you can totally change it, you know, in that same day. If you're like, no, I decided that I don't want to do it. You can just.
Yep. No fail.
Yeah,
no
folks, shame, you can just switch it. It's so cool.
And you should. Not you can, but you should. What we want is for people to just switch. If it's not working for you, you know, people kind of have this, well, I'm going to just grit it out, right? Maybe that was just 2 days. And now, you know, but day three, I still have to take my kids to their practice and I'm still driving around town and I'm still not have time for it. It's not working. Mm-hmm. So change it. There's no shame. In fact, that is encouraged. And that is what success is noticing that it's not working and then taking that action to change the practice.
Beautiful. It's beautiful. That's what I think that this app is going to be amazing. I really can't wait to show it to my patients because the whole practice versus goals, because I think there's so many health coaches out there with goal setting, this setting, setting.
It's everywhere. It's everywhere. It has completely taken over the entire, you know, way that we support people in their behavior change. And it is unintentionally toxic. And we have to, I need your help. I need everybody's help who is listening to change the way we think about these things because it's not working for our brains.
I absolutely agree. And I see it over and over and over again in my practice. The whole, you know, patients will come in and same thing. It's, you know, they've set up these goals for themselves. And the first thing, you know, I'm usually doing is like, no, we're not going to do that. No goals. But I like that you're calling it a practice with the app because I never really thought about that word. I usually kind of go along habit formation. Habit formation is kind of the words I tend to use. But I like the concept of practice. We're going to practice this.
Yes, it's non-threatening. It's a different origin story, you know, because your brain has a story for everything. You know, what am I doing here? I'm listening to this podcast. Why am I doing it? You know, there's a lot of just subconscious things that we tell ourselves that we don't even know we're telling ourselves. So if we can control that story of I'm just practicing here, no big deal. I'm just iterating here, no big deal. Then we are able to be resilient and just continue changing ourselves.
I love it. So let's geek out a little bit more on this concept of telling your brain things and working with your brain. I noticed that there's a lot of nudges with the app, and you can choose to note the time for the nudges. Uh-huh. So tell me a little bit about the neuroscience behind the nudges and the neuroscience behind the timing that someone chooses.
Sure. So I think that the nudges are just, you know, basically in our attention economy, where we are distracted so easily because of the technologies that we're using, you know, we're unfortunately not able to sustain our attention. So I've had people say, well, why do you only limit me to one nudge? I want to nudge myself every 5 minutes. I want to nudge myself to death. And, you know, it's kind of one of those things like, do not ask for what you do not want, you know? Mm-hmm. And so we constrain it to one nudge to, you know, grab the attention. And then, you know, the best triggers that we have for apps that we use are internal. So we don't want to have too many external triggers for going back in and doing the practice. We just want you to start practicing and nudging yourself and through your own positive feedback loop, you know, feeling good about your efforts. That's what is going to be your nudge in the future. But in the interim, we can definitely have you play around with, can I get my own attention? You know, can I chase down my future Kyra, you know, and will she do what I intend for her to do when I catch up with her in the future? Or will she ignore me? You know, so it's almost a self and self game. You know, we're having them play a little game with themselves of, you know, can I delight myself in the future? Can I get my attention in the future? And some of the things that we are going to be building into the app in the next several months are a lot more sort of, you know, notes to self. Like, you know, what are you going to say to yourself if you're struggling? If you quit? If you want to bring yourself back, what would you say to yourself? Those kinds of things to kind of plant those seeds for your future self to kind of at least maybe chuckle or say, okay, you know, and be there for yourself.
That's excellent. I love that. Now, another thing about the app that I notice is that you're also tracking your success, where you can tap on the triangle of this octagon we have in the app. So folks who are listening, I know this is going to sound a little abstract since you perhaps haven't seen it. And you know what? Put this on pause and then download the app. It's free. So Fresh Try, FreshTri separated. Go download it if you're wondering what the heck am I talking about. I love that you can tap on it and say you succeeded. And if you didn't do it that day, there's no like shame in it. Tell us a little bit about the background on the tap on the triangle, say, you know, saying you completed it versus if you didn't complete the practice for that day.
Yeah, I think we go through our day and we do all kinds of good things. We make, you know, we might choose the fruit salad over a piece of cake. And, you know, who bears witness to that? You know, and how do we keep track of the credit for all the good decisions, all the little moments of, you know, willpower that worked out for us, you know? So we tend to, as you probably know, our brains tend to focus on the negative, which is unfortunate because we focus on all the things we didn't do and how I didn't, you know, keep up with this and I didn't do what I said I would do. But what we're trying to do with the triangles is have a fun little sort of, you know, heuristic, which is a little brain shortcut of, I did that. I did that. I did that. And you can tap them as much as you want. You know, I tap one per day because I'm a little bit, you know, anal about that. You know, I'm just really OCD about that. But we've had people who tap, you know, a lot, you know, for everything. And it's just a way to credit yourself for just being a good person and being an effortful person. And the more, frankly, that you do that, the more your brain will recognize it as a reward system for yourself, and the more it will subconsciously drive you to do it. And that's how I use Fresh Try every single day. And I have built a lot of software in my life, and I have built a lot of change programs in my 30 years as a doctor and a behavior change person. And this is the first time that I have become absolutely immersed in this experience where it's so simple. And I look forward to it. And I just love the fact that I'm kind of giving myself a little pat on the back of, yeah, you know, you're not perfect, but you did this thing and I saw you do it. And let's remember that. And then the game board or the journey board of different hexagons is kind of my running history of all my goodness. And that's really how I want people to see that. So they just really reflect and rethink how hard they are on themselves and really maybe give themselves more credit.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. I love how many hexagons there are on that journey board. And so folks who are listening, what this is for each practice that you create, you get a little hexagon and they're in different colors, which I'm sure there's some background you can tell us about the colors, more than just me being a girl and being, oh, it's pretty and there's different colors.
That's right. You know, and you also can put your own photos in there. So if something like the picture of your child or a picture of a trip that you want to take or whatever is inspirational for you, that's your aspiration, right? And that's what you're kind of long-term shooting for. You don't know when you're going to get there, but that's what you're practicing for. You know, you can put a photo in there of what is meaningful to you, or you can use the little, you know, kind of really colorful, vibrant icons that, you know, our team of amazing artists created as well. So it's a little fun to just kind of collect things that you and see how many you can collect in a row and stuff like that, that we've had people use it that way. And they just kind of make it their own.
It's funny how, and I keep coming back to this over and over again in life and in my vision of how the brain works, is that we all really kind of have this yearning for child's play.
Yeah, that's right.
And it really...
Never outgrow it.
and it doesn't matter how old you are never, you know, you're still striving for that little piece of child. And so this kind of serves that too. I love it for that. Plus, for this us folks that need to check the boxes, it kind of fits that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's definitely a pleasure center for certain people, and it's about 60% of the people are lovers of checklists and checking things off. So much so that I've heard many people who actually, after they do something, they add it to the list in order to check it off. It's that pleasurable.
I totally admit I've done that a few times. Okay, like
that's
every
awesome.
Day. It happens. But that shows you that I am just as human as everyone else, which I always like to express on this podcast, that I am just as real as everyone else with just the same feelings and struggles as everybody else. Just
absolutely.
So tell me a little bit, because my fascination with neuroscience kind of goes back to also the creation of apps and how we visually, but how we also, how our brain interacts with the app. And I know that you have some mention on your website in terms of looking at your different layers when you're working in projects, and always the brain first, second behavior.
Yep.
Now, in the creation of this app, you were working with some Walmart folks in terms of employees and folks struggling to create healthy practices. Did you work with any doctors at all, or any healthcare practitioners, you know, beyond yourself?
I have my whole life, not at Walmart per se. I mean, okay. We do have some clinicians on the team that we interface with who have helped guide us and that sort of thing. But I felt like this was more of a common wisdom approach.
Mm-hmm.
So what we found was that people are very, very smart and figure things out and, you know, go through what is much more of a true behavioral journey and a behavior change journey than at least I experienced in medical school or training. You know, it's not something that clinicians necessarily have yet been able to be trained in, is mm-hmm. that kind of everyday behavior change journey. There's obviously a lot of physicians and clinicians such as yourself who really make it their practice to figure out these things, and then they offer that to their patients. But by and large, I think that, you know, medicine is fairly transactional with, you know, surgeries and you're done. And, you know, if I can't fix you with the medicine, then I don't know what to do with you and stuff like that. So it's definitely a vision of mine that this is a support tool. And I have had a bunch of clinicians actually reach out to me who are excited about using it with their patient mm-hmm. panel, you know, as a way of organizing what they can't do because they see them sporadically in the office and touch base with them, but the daily life thing, they're not going to handhold through that, you know. So this is a way of keeping that going and that practice going, and then touching base in the clinical visit.
Absolutely. I mean, that was one of my first thoughts when I saw this. I was like, yes, finally,
sure.
Something that, you know, will be so user friendly and just, you know, obviously without the shame, as we've already mentioned, but also with the positive reinforcement behind it, because all of these things, you know, we all, you know, it's kind of a duh factor, as I call it in my office. We all know what we need to do to be healthy, but it just seems, you know, to have it out in front of us as a, oh yeah, I got to do this again today. Like, oh yeah, I have to at least try this one more time. And if that doesn't work, then, you know, all your options. I also love the ideas component.
Yeah. That was directly from the successful associates that we had crowdsourced over, you know, thousands of people, you know, have weighed in and shown us kind of what works for them. And you know, certainly the deep dive interviews that we did with dozens and dozens of associates who had sort of long-term, and I mean over 3 years, held behavior change intact and were continuing to iterate on their next thing they wanted to try and that they wanted to practice. And so, again, we copied what they do, you know. And so the hows, you know, you have a what, a why, and a how is your try practice for the week. And then the hows are all evidence-based, meaning that there's scientific studies that have shown that those work. And then the ideas are grouped. Those are average everyday people who do that particular thing, and it's worked for them, and they have gotten success, and they are successful people. And so we feel like these are really reliable, you know, call them life hacks, if you will, that we can really point to, you know, on the ground in real life success.
I love that you mentioned that it's crowdsourced. It's from a group of people that they got success with it. So it's not health coaches, folks. It's not doctors saying, this is what you should do. It's not gurus who are no health background saying that this is what they did. I call them N of ones, experiments of ones that say,
right,
this is what I did to lose X, Y, or Z. This is real deal people that these are the resources they found to be most helpful. And so when I'm saying these ideas, this is within the app, and
that's,
you can,
right,
find them within the app when you're looking through your habit or the healthy practice of the day. You have, like you had said, the three things, the why and the how, and now I'm forgetting the third thing.
The what.
There it
That's
is.
Right.
Of course. Why are you doing it? Now, is there something behind the rule, like the rule of threes? I feel like three is always a magic number.
Oh, absolutely.
So tell me, tell us the neuroscience behind that.
Yeah. So the neuroscience is there's a thing called the fluency effect, or, you know, something that is kind of top of mind. So if I say, you know, name five rock bands, people generally can go five pretty easily, and then they struggle to get up to nine in a very rapid fire way, right? They have to kind of struggle, and there's more time with each additional, oh yeah, and then, oh, and then this, you know, that kind of thing. So in that same way, when our brain has going through our busy lives and we're distracted all the time, we can't remember things unless they're extremely portable. And so really we want you to focus on the how or the why or the what, because there's different people who focus in on one of those things to kind of carry with them. But the rule of three is that your brain can very easily carry a set of three of something, especially something as common as what, why, how, or at least two out of three or one out of three. And then, you know, you really don't have to memorize anything more. What we're trying to get away from there is somebody's theory about this, or some complicated description, or some book you read, the blank blank program or whatever. Like those are all branded programs and that's great. But I really want to empower people to own their own process and to not have to remember any person's personal theory on it, or some, you know, buddy's complex recipe of behavior change. So it's really just bring it down to a generic, portable, easy to remember way of doing it.
I love it. I love it because it's, you know, especially because you're putting the whys in yourself, and the why in yourself, you see it every single time because you can click on it. So everyone who's thinking about the app, or if you did quick download it, you can actually click on it and you can see your why every single time that you go through it. And I like that in the face, kind of, this is your why. It's not somebody else's why. It's not, you know, you're owning your stuff. And we always talk about, excuse my language, I always say own your shit or own your stuff, because that's what we do, you know, is we need to own our own stuff. And that how, and of course the what, I can't believe I didn't think about that. But the what, you know, it makes sense. And yes, I figured there was something behind that magic of three there.
That's right. It's supposed to be lightweight. It's supposed to be easy. People are busy these days and they don't have time for complex programs or counting a lot of things or whatever. They really just have to integrate a practice that is lightweight, that is doable, that builds confidence, and that builds good emotions, good positive emotions, and gets rid of failure. So we're just putting those bumpers in there and doing all the work for you so that all you have to do is try. And I literally mean that.
I absolutely love it because I think another big thing that I struggle with for my patients is I look at, you know, things like MyFitnessPal. And I've tried over and over again to use MyFitnessPal just to kind of see what I'm eating. But if you make a lot of your food yourself, you're on that app for like 4 hours trying
it's
to put
so
every day.
Time consuming.
Yeah. And then after that, when you're done and you haven't lost – or not lost, but your calories are in, then your message to you is you've consumed however many calories extra and you're going to weigh this particular weight. You're like, I feel terrible about myself now.
Bad news. That's such bad news. And you know, talk about habenula scar. Like, that's such a failure loop, right? So, yeah, I think that very easily, because we have all these scalable – information sites and you know, people's advice and big social networks, things like that. What I want to get away from is, you know, me saying, hey, Janine, what's working for you? You look great. And then, you know, you tell me exactly what you're doing and then I try to copy you. But what's the probability that we have the same metabolism, we have the same food likes, we have the same what lifestyle, whatever, you know, like it's so low probability that that model works. And so what we're trying to do is get away from that sort of, you know, failure model and get more towards something that's going to work for somebody because they pick it, because they are drawn to it. They can trust themselves that they kind of get a sense of what they can and can't do. For example, in the Fresh Try app, on the what side of the categories, when you first start, there is a healthy portions category. And every single time that I've tried to do a try with healthy portions, I have not done it. And I'm not saying I failed, because I don't fail. I just learn from the process. But I'm noticing, you know, almost hysterically that I can't do fresh portions yet, or I can't do healthy portions yet. So I am trying to get myself there, but that must be like a level 4 expert level for me in this game of behavior that I'm in, right? And so I keep going back to things like add vegetables, and I'm really good at that. Doing substitutions. I'm really good at that. So I don't know what that means for me, but it just means that I'm not ready for healthy portions yet. And that's okay.
I think that's an excellent point that you just brought up, because a lot of folks will come into my office and be like, I need to know exactly what to eat. I want a menu plan right now. And I'm like, wait a minute. We need to back up, because sometimes we're not ready for like healthy portions. We're just ready for getting our fruits and veggies in. And, you know, the other one that I really like is the stop eating when 75% full. That's the one I clicked on, because I was like, yes, I need that. And the portions, I did click onto the portions thing too, because I'm so guilty of still overeating and things of that nature that I have been struggling with since I was a teenager.
Oh, wow.
And so going, you know, into this and going, oh, okay, stop eating when 75% full. I think a lot of people, with this practice idea, is that it's one thing. You're working on one thing, not 24.
That's right. And we get greedy. I mean, we do get greedy, especially when we start making some progress. We start adding everything back in, and it can get really crowded in there. And so, you know, part of the thing that we're trying to do is say, you can do that, but this is what works. Mm-hmm. We've back engineered from people who have actually changed their lives dramatically, and you can pretty much say permanently, and this is what they all had in common. They all did something like this, and this is their menu that they picked from. These are the behaviors that they did. These are the habits that they did. This is how you get there.
I love it. You can't really argue that. It's not an N of one. It's not someone's, you know, personal experience. It is grouped folks.
That's right. And I'm not selling you anything either. It's not like it's some infomercial. It's like, you know, do this diet and this special thing and blah, blah, blah. You know, it's very simple, and it's very natural, and it's very basic, and it's also very shame-free and taking the failure out of the process. So it's not an ego thing. It's not centered around some celebrity whatever. And it's really just about folks helping folks and science guiding the way. And if we just stick to those principles, then more people will succeed than not. And that's really the vision here, is how do we get more people to be successful?
Absolutely. I couldn't have said it any better. So we need to tell folks how exactly to download this app, because I went through the app store, but I don't know about if you have a Samsung phone. So the Droid department or anything of that. So tell folks out there, if they're looking for the app, how to get a hold of it and how it works.
Of course. So if you have an Android, you want to go to Google Play and download it. It's, as you spelled it out, the word fresh and then TRI. Tri is, you know, three things, what, why, how, right? So it's a triangle. And then the same thing on the App Store for iPhone. You go to Fresh Tri, and it's a space between the two words, but I think we have it engineered where you can kind of blend it all together. If you struggle with that still, there's click-throughs on the website, which is freshtri.com, and there you can just get the directions and the click-throughs for both app stores.
All right. This is fabulous. I can't wait to see what comes from this, because I feel like there's going to be Fresh Tri, you know, like 3.0, 6.0, 12.0.
Oh, absolutely.
From here, because are you still actively working on, are you gathering information?
Oh, we're just starting. Okay. We are just starting. So, you know, hang in there, folks, because, you know, if you go on this ride with us, you know, what we have planned is a lot of compassion design. One of the problems that we know exists is people, when they try things, they are hard on themselves privately, silently in their head. And that is the sort of target we all have to deal with. You know, I felt that way over the weekend, because I picked a healthy portion try, and I was trying it because I told one of my friends that I would give it a go. And I was not doing well until day 4 in terms of it. And I had to resist, and I know how this works, you know? So if I'm struggling with my own inner voice, with my own negative self-talk, and I know more than most people on this planet about this stuff, then I know it's a problem, you know? So we are figuring out designs and features for how we can have compassion at the right moment, not in a cheesy way, but just in a very guided way, passive guided way, so we don't hurt ourselves on our own behavior change efforts, our own habit formation efforts, and we're kind of guided away from the parts of ourselves that are not so nice and not so kind, you know, and we just stay in the, you know, like you said, gratitude zone. We stay in the appreciation. We stay in the learning zone. We stay in the sort of tweaking and empowerment zone. So those are some of the things we're going to build in. We're also going to build in a lot more options for habits to practice. And so, you know, again, we're building out this mall, if you will, of a catalog of things that are effective. From real people who have lived it, who have proven it, and also the scientists and the scientific studies that have, you know, put it to the test and made sure that it was effective and made sure that it had the clinical results that you want and things like that. This is what we're going to be working on for, you know, we're in year two of a 6-year process here. So this is going to be a long, long journey, and we are going to, you know, really listen to our users. And if you have feedback for us, or if you have things that you want to suggest, I want this to be a dialogue with everybody, including you and your patients, you as a clinician. And I'm inviting, you know, all clinicians to tell me what and how we should change this to be of more use to you and your patients as you dialogue with it.
Absolutely. I love it. Yeah, you're going to hear from me for sure, because
great.
Starting tomorrow, when I start getting into the office again, every single person that comes in is going to be downloading this, because I think it's so valuable. It's way more valuable than a lot of the other things out there. And even me just trying to say things weekly, no way. This is way better than me blurbing on and on.
That's great.
I love it. Giving the accountability, but also the empowerment to the patients is where I want to be. And so this is...
We're on the same page, Janine.
This is the tool. This is the tool, Kyra. So everybody, head over to FreshTry, FreshTry.com for more information. Of course, probably staying up to date as to how things are going to tweak and change over time. But make sure to download the app via the App Store or over to Google Play if you have an Android-based phone. And I encourage you guys to give me some feedback on my podcast notes on my website and let me know what you think about the app once you get it tried. And then everyone in my practice, I know some of you guys are listening. I want to hear from you guys when you're back in as to how things are going. And I am definitely going to have Dr. Kyra on again so that we can talk about, you know, if this is year two, I want to follow up year three and see how things are going from there so that everybody can have the latest and greatest updates, but also hearing, you know, what the group as a whole said in terms of, you know, their practice, the most beneficial things to their practice of health. So
I would love that.
I am excited for that, and we will make sure that that happens, and we will go from there. Wow. I don't know about you guys, but I am ready to keep up with my FreshTry app because, gosh, you know, I do tend to, let's say, fall off the wagon in some capacities. And I bet all of you out there too, you know, you might be a healthy eater, but there might be some habits about your healthy eating. Like I always say that I'm overeating, and that's not good for your digestive system, even if it is you're overeating healthy foods. So things to think about in terms of creating good, healthy habits, and what a better way than to practice it every day with some positive feedback, because unfortunately, I think we are creating a lot of negative thought out there in terms of a lot of the apps we have and a lot of the devices that we use for helping us with goal setting. And unfortunately, we are a goal-oriented society now, and I don't know if that's 100% the way to go. So I'm really glad that Dr. Kyra could come on and talk all about this. So I hope you've enjoyed this podcast. Go and check out her website at FreshTry.com. Download the app at iTunes or
on the Google Play app so that you can have access to it and play with it. You'll be surprised. I was addicted within about 5 minutes. I'm not kidding. And I really am going to incorporate this into my practice. And I can't wait to talk to Dr. Kyra as they develop more info on this app. And I would love to hear from you guys how you interact with the app and how things work for you, because this app has the potential to give a lot of information and feedback in terms of a good crowd, a good subject base in terms of what really works and what's BS out there. And that's why I do this podcast. I am here to give you the scoop on what really works and what I don't find working. So there you have it. You have survived another episode of The Health Fix. I'm your host, Dr. Janine Kraus. Have a great day, whatever you're doing. Hey everybody, Dr. Janine Kraus here. If you liked what you heard today, then head over to drjkrausnd.com to find my free resources and information to know when I post something new that's juicy that you might want to check out. Plus, head over to where you get your podcasts and like, subscribe, and write a review to help get the word out about me and help others at the same time to find me. It really does help, and I really appreciate all of your reviews.